Manga dudes, Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here, Cowabunga! Whoa.
Moving on down to somebody, boy, this is good. I'ma call it Vietnamese Terror, CNN.com. A Vietnamese tycoon sentenced to death in $12 billion fraud case. Boy, oh boy, how you break him like that? And then you let the nigga catch you. You should have came to America. We could have gave you some back rubs. You could have been eating them chicken one time with a TKB hour. And not going to death, bro. That motherfucker, she...
Bro, you know she accumulated most of that money in 4 years. That was 4 years of scheming she did for that $1 billion.
$304 trillion dong.
Must have been fun while it lasted.
Hell no, nigga. Now the consequences is death, nigga. This ain't like there wasn't no slow burns, bro. I'm like Jamal. Hey, bro, I always saw that money in my account. What you think I need to do, nigga? I don't live here no more. Leave all this shit here. Transfer all that money at the same time, nigga. 20 different bank accounts. I gotta get up out of here.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I hate to say it, boy. Now that shit sound like some cummy talk. Boy, them cummies got them, boy. You ain't spread that shit amongst the people. We gonna hang you, and we gonna give it to the rich. Yeah, yeah, boy.
They need to do these niggas like that over here. Yeah, hey, look, I'm telling you, boy. If y'all niggas over here stealing money like that, do the same thing they do over there, nigga. If you still a $100 million, nigga, yeah. Cut them hands off, nigga. You get death for $12 billion, bro. Brandon, nigga, her court case was adjourned about 6 minutes. Death.
Well, don't do the crime if you can't do the fucking.
They no time, nigga.
Yeah.
She should have been in court. Damn, comrade, bitch, I ain't getting none of that $12 billion. You left me hanging. I'm right here eating noodles and shit for dinner. Oh, you out here eating caviar? But her family said they keep fighting because she did say she pleaded not guilty to bribery and embezzlement charges. But $12 billion, if one person can skip, told you, boy, she make Bernie Madoff look like somebody on Rice Street. Nah, he ain't a person that. He on Rice Street.
Oh, he one of them niggas broke in the corner store.
Yeah, stole some candy. he that crackhead who got caught in the vent. $12 billion.
And nigga had Bernie made out one of them niggas had four ties on him. Yeah.
I don't know. You want to talk about this, Brandon? Jennifer and James Crumbly getting sentenced to 10 to 15 years for manslaughter?
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. You have to refresh my memory.
The parents from the school shooting at them.
Oh, yeah. So, that Michigan school shooting kid, his parents got sentenced to fucking what? 10 pieces, right?
10 and 15. I think the mama got 10 and daddy got 15.
Yeah, like the court found that they could have done something to prevent that shooting, and now they got to fucking go sit down in jail.
Cause these white people?
Because they're person? Oh, no, you know they're white. Come on, man. You know they're white. But, yeah, so, man, this sets a really interesting precedent, you know. You better fucking start keeping an eye on them little motherfuckers a little bit harder.
Nah, hey, look. I don't want to see them throw the book at them niggas. Catch it.
I mean, for one, man, I applaud it. You didn't see your motherfucking son...
Some of these kids, man, they just be wanting friends and getting picked on. That shit, they're crazy. I don't know what happened to the child and what made them mad. Some people just lose their shit and just go do it. But, you know, I don't understand why we just all just can't figure out a way to be happy. Leave the nerds where they at. Leave the Pokemon niggas where they at. Leave the jocks, the stoners. Somebody always got to pick on somebody. You know what I mean? And for a kid to go and do that shit, bro, even if they just did it because they wanted to do it. It's some science.
Yeah, word. I mean, you know, if your kid's struggling, help him out a little bit. Try to teach him how to be popular. You know what I'm saying? Buy him a fucking race car or something. I don't know what to tell you, but, like, you know.
Didn't his parents buy him a gun?
Yes.
Yeah, bad parenting, my nigga. Because you know why? You know how...
You want to know what the bitch of it is? The school called his parents and was like, hey, I think maybe he was talking about self-harm, or he was even like, hey, later today I'm going to fucking shoot this bitch up. Yeah, they called his parents. His parents were like, man, we can't get off. Yeah, I can't get off work. You're going to have to fuck. They were like, just let him go home. We'll deal with him when we get there. And they were like, and the school didn't want to let him go home because he was threatening suicide and shit, you know. And then later that day, sure enough, they're fucking tragedy.
The school is not a babysitter. When your child is acting up.
And the wife said that her job wouldn't let her go. And the job was like, fuck you, we never said that. And we totally would have let you go if you'd have told us your kid was planning on fucking, you know, suicide.
Yeah, the job would say anything in the afterburner. They'll tell shit. We ain't finna get sued. The motherfucker turn around and steal from us. If your job, anytime you ask your job to do something, they tell you no. A dude told me to record it, write it down, have a motherfucker sign the note. Just in case you need to come back and smoke.
Yeah, real talk. Especially if they fucking call you, get is my kid is threatening to kill himself. I need to go. No, can't do it, Bob. We're going to need you to finish that paperwork. You just tell them to go fuck themselves, you know? Like, you can deal with that shit tomorrow, but...
Barb ain't got to worry about that paperwork no more.
Right, like, yeah.
You wild about them body push-ups.
But, I don't know. That shit's insane. Like, on the one hand, well, I don't know if I feel it for these particular parents, because apparently there was some pretty damning evidence against them, but... I don't know if you're one of those parents who's trying, has your kid in therapy and shit, and, you know, they just go buck wild on.
Why buy a nigga the guns, man?
I mean, they ain't got them. Well, I mean, these parents bought their kids a gun, and that was dumb as fuck, you know. I don't think most parents are buying their kids guns.
Hell no, nigga. You ever see black people say their parent bought them a gun? We had to get it off the streets. I hate to be that way, but this is the damn way.
In the black folk, you see the gun grabbing. The serial number wipe. If the serial number clean, get the hell on, because they finna call the murder.
Give me $45, nigga. Get out of my face. Whatever you
all right. Moving on down to some restaurant terror. You go to a restaurant, you pay a tip, right? Now they just want you to pay for everything. Entertainment fee, extra gratuity, delivery fee. They got restaurants that's putting a Asian restaurant put a so-called, I think it was an Asian restaurant, a kitchen appreciation fee on top of your bill. I can barely pay for this shit as it is. I don't give a damn about the kitchen. Pay them. He get paid.
Right.
He pay a minimum. They don't tip the kitchen out at the end of the night. I don't understand why the server got to tip out the busboy and give him a wage. She making $2 an hour.
The busses get some good money on them, nigga, boy.
He busting their head.
They busting them motherfucker. They get paid from the waiters and the motherfucking hostess. Split that change.
Dude, I definitely ain't tipping the kitchen. I'm with you. You're paying them. Yeah, they ain't fucking running my food out to me and shit. Fuck that.
I'm with my brother and my big homie Brandon. The only tip I got for y'all is for your old ladies. Every nigga back there, that's it. I got a tip for your old lady.
Hey, Brent. I got a tip for these eggs running, nigga.
Hey, Brent. I got another tip, nigga. Too much cheese on my nacho.
It grease ass burger.
Hey, my nigga. Hey, Jamal. I didn't order fish fries. I order French fries, nigga. Why you got my fries in the fish batter, nigga? I know how they do in the fish grease.
Yeah, that rule number one in the restaurant business, boy. I know I ain't worked in that 90 years, but don't never put your fries with that fish grease, boy. They can taste it. They gonna be complaining. Moving on down, boy. This is from Law and Crime. I read this story 10 times. I actually spit on my computer. To do this to an elderly woman, boy, 16-year-old, shoved grandmother about to attend church service down the steps before grabbing her purse.
These nigga rough.
Well, if you got to you gotta see that black dude, bro. He came out of like nowhere. Get up, grandma. And the funny thing about it, me, white folk do it too. We never catch white folks on camera still in their church. I don't know what it is. Maybe they scared of the Holy Spirit. But all kids of all forms of fashion have been pushing old ladies down the step, stealing their purses. And the stones on him. The stones on that young black dude, boy. That shit black terror all day long. I laughed until I weed, boy. Because they got the... Understand me, there's a photo of him grabbing her purse and pushing her. And all I could think, well, who was taking the photo? What a cameraman there. Why...
Was he 16 years old?
What a good Samaritan there. Somebody got to be here.
Everybody's minding their business.
Woo, he robbed you, girl. Bitches ain't going to help me.
But you should be motherfucking ashamed of yourself for pushing an old lady down a set of stairs. Jesus Christ, man. Come on.
We don't give a fuck, man. We won't do that. It is some motherfuckers out here stabbing old ladies in the back just because it's cool. You know what I'm saying? They busting them in the head and robbing them.
Well, like I said, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself. If that's you, start questioning yourself, because that shit's ridiculous.
I'm going to tell you something. I know. It don't matter what we
damn,
think.
Damn, boy. This nigga need to go to jail, boy. You see how that lady land on the ground? And he went in her pocket as she was laying there flat like a surfboard. But look at that, boy. I'm telling you, Brandon. Hey, boy. She didn't need no stretcher. They just would have had to pick up by her clothes. That shit, bro, when he pushed her down, bro, I thought this nigga played for the Chicago Bears. I thought this nigga was the front lineman of any nigga football team. Brandon, you gonna see this nigga. Who is this nigga, man? Michael Strahan? Look at him.
He's a motherfucker who don't get two shits, though, boy. But he sure here. He sure here put Betty down, boy. I couldn't believe it. I was in horror.
I thought they had a nigga waiting outside before church service started. What happened? She missed the bell?
I don't know, but you're just going to push some old lady down and take her.
Now, I don't condone that shit. I hope they beat your ass like a motherfucker. My nigga, you should have played football.
Hey, Brandon, you ain't paid your time.
We did it 10% off the top of the stairs.
I hate this nigga if he a Tide bully, boy. Goddamn, boy. He the Tide mall. They said you ain't get your $10 last week, ma. And you've been skipping 3 weeks now. You owe her 35 plus tax.
You gonna come find out the preacher had something to do with a sick week later. I'm just saying. Allegedly, supposedly. But he pushed her down. He ran up like he finna. Then why white folk get nerdy when they see nigga? I try to hold a double before I got it. Goddamn, bitch. You think I'm going to knock you in the back of the head while I'm trying to hold the door for you? I'm a gentleman.
Hey, just do what you normally do. When I hold the door, you put your pocketbook in front of you. I see you. Hey, Brandon. Yeah, that's what they too. Do, bro. Hey, look. If you hold the door, they'll swing their pocketbook around and put it in front of you. I'm like, bitch, I want to snatch that off you. I'm taking your head with it. That you got to understand. That. I don't understand. Like, I'm not, whatever.
I love the comment, boy. The white folk, goddamn dirty nigga, make me sick. Little gangster. I'm like, goddamn, boy, y'all get shit. OJ Simpson, we gonna miss you, Juice. I guess we forgot about the shit he did 6 weeks ago, too, huh? I don't know. White folk, when they see that shit, but y'all blood burn. Okay, so I'm gonna do this real quick. Starting my story. I was in the hospital and I was watching some crime shit, true crime. And it's about the Donnie Brasco and all them niggas there, right? Which is insane. They were talking about it was some other dude. It was another side story about this dude still alive. He was like some main hitman for some mobsters or whatever. They said he didn't give a fuck who he killed. Old women, baby, children, men, women, mothers, fathers. when he had a job to do, he did it. That motherfucker ended up being like an FBI informant later on. And I said, you still on the street? Don't nobody give a damn. Hell, if a nigga stab a baby, you damn right somebody gonna push your old lady down the step and take that mint julep, take the peppermints and the wallet. You going to jail though, Jack. I hope you go to jail.
That nigga pat her down like she was coming in the club.
Yeah, well, she fell, boy. She was knocked out cold, and instead of him helping her up, boy, he went in her pocket. And I don't know what's going on. This shit over with, man. What them nukes said, man, we waiting on you.
Gonna leave all them niggas outside, yeah. Might have fat finna buy me a bunch of refrigerators stacking around the house. You think HOA gonna say something?
I can't find the video. All I see is the picture.
Brent, I got it. Let me send it to you, man. Not
those new age refrigerated with all that aluminum. You gonna be a goddamn piece of soup when the nukes come in your new refrigerator.
I hope not, goddamn.
Are you getting scam texts like these?
No, bitch.
It means your data was
Oh, my bad. I'm sending to you, B-Rock.
Oh, man, let's get on down. Brandon sent this story. A woman was found dead in the church with no blood in her body. May have been a TikToker hunting for ghosts. Well, shit, God give it, then he take it away. Boy, you find what you
I was about
see.
To say, yeah, it looked like she found one for sure. How do you end up with no blood in your body?
I don't know, man. I heard it was a blood bank in like some other country where they kill you and suck all your blood. I said, why would you do that? I need that. Nigga, you don't need this. Somebody else
yeah,
needs
I didn't
this.
Think about that. Yeah, maybe she did get caught up by some blood gangsters.
And that one, they say, what's the one that go both ways? O positive?
Yeah, I think so.
The motherfuckers say, when you O positive, bro, you need to watch out everywhere you're going. Because people got your medical shits on everything. It's easy to get your medical record. You think a motherfucker don't want that O positive? You are more universal, dog.
I don't know
damn
what
right
mine is.
Damn right we gonna suck you dry.
I think I got something normal like AB or something.
Yeah, me too. Some old normal ass blood. That's why I goddamn keep putting alcohol in. Y'all ain't nothing gonna be good when this body go to heaven. Goddamn, still in the liver. This shit was worthless. Nigga kidney is ruined. Filled with blood pressure medicine. Throw it back in the bag. He no good. Moving on down to the Black Terror, boy. Astrologer, influencer. We start putting like influencer after like a reputable name. Astrology influencer Danielle Oyoko killed partner and baby after breaking down over eclipse. And like I told you before, man, y'all mad about old boy throwing that old lady down here. What about this hillbilly right here?
Man.
Her country ass, she is an astrologer influencer. I'm Dr. Influencer Jamar. You down to get a job?
I don't see why not.
What's your name? Firefighter, influencer. Jamar, you passed the course? They don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm a firefighter influencer, man. Come on, get on TikTok with me, bro.
I know y'all got to calm down with them astrology things, though. Like, how many of them ever fucking come to pass? I've lived through 4 ends of the world, at least, according to astrology experts.
All them niggas are making it up. If you can't, always remember, if you can't check behind a man, if a man make a problem that you can never solve, he is always intelligent.
I'm just saying, I've never seen one of those fucking things. I've lived through 6 raptures, you know. And maybe nobody's just pious enough to get to heaven, so we're all still stuck down here, but I don't know, man.
Bro, she tried to kill her brother earlier. That crazy. Over the eclipse, bro. I was like, bro, I don't even know, man. That shit's sad.
Well, baby, like I said, Black Terror, man. Moving on down to other Black Terror. Crazy woman shoot random driver on Florida interstate. because God told her via the solar eclipse. You know what? We might, you know, you hear this shit two times. You see, it's a coincidence. But they got like a bunch of stories of like people randomly going out there killing them folks during the eclipse.
Good for me. I stayed at home, nigga, and with my leg crossed.
Me too. I was taking a shower.
Hey, look, the eclipse can't drive me crazy because I wasn't in the, hey, I wasn't in the pathway to look at it. And for all you hill billies that paid them niggas at the observatory, what used to be free, to go look at the eclipse, y'all niggas crazy.
You never want to be around a bunch of people doing the eclipse. You know why? You never know when the shit hit the fan. You definitely want to be stuck with a bunch of niggas, a bunch of hillbillies at the observatory eating snack, eating snacks out of the snack machine, and he ain't opening the door yet.
Oh yeah, you got about 10 niggas in there robbing y'all, so y'all just be careful now.
But it's a lot of story. Look online. It is a lot of stories of people doing craziness during the eclipse.
Well, I don't know, man.
I mean, it's been like that through human history, but traditionally, if you would just be cool, you know, nothing happens. Brandon. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Hey, Brandon. When the eclipse came and all them crazy black folks seen it.
Ain't nobody bending me over.
Oh, so you doing the bending.
Goddamn eclipse, like, nah, nigga, I'm in charge. Hey, maybe something in people's brains just don't rattle right. We don't know. I ain't looking forward to it. Like, all the clips, I seen one, and I'm good to go. Jack, I ain't got to see no more. Should I? Them neurons got scrambled up by that alien goddamn signal. We need to work on it in that 40 years. We only got 1% this time.
What was this?
Do we want to talk about this Texan woman who was in Belize, living in Belize, died by being hit in the head by, what was this, a conch shell during the fight?
I mean,
weak constitution.
Yeah, exactly. Weak head constitution. Somebody hit her with a fucking seashell in the fucking dome, one of those big ones that you usually blow into. Cracked her head like an omelet. It's the short and long of it.
R.P. to them, woman. Why people keep leaving America to go live in third? Belize is a nice place, but you know, you can get some real shit in Belize. You some real shit can go down in Belize. Especially when you ain't got no money.
I like you better down. Belize it.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
R.P. to that lady, boy. That seashell to her skull.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. Y'all's ass, so we can get this motherfucking money.
And you know, we had a friend like that, bro. I had a friend for years. I knew he wasn't a fighter, man. I knew he wasn't a fighter. First time he get knuckled up, seizure time, and that's when I came to a weak constitution. Believe it or not, a whole bunch of years ago. Hey, man, moving on down to the greatest story of today. I seen this shit and I cried. I wheezed. And that American thinking, boy, that shit, that's like a virus. I'm happy we spreading it. I ran away from my strict Amish community at 17 years old and became a stripper. I loved it and kept dancing for the next 20 years. I ain't even mad at you, bro. Because she looked like you could tell she. Well, they got them probably play her like a sucker.
Was she fine Amish though? Was she just like?
And they, you know, most of the time the Amish women be so got, they be so drab. You can tell she was Amish at one point. She ain't my cup of tea. In the words of Christian, I'll sip somewhere else. But if you be a stripper and dance for 20 years, you're making some money.
I mean, you would hope.
Oh no, she had a little high heels on with her toes out. Goddamn sitting on a new car.
Yeah, okay. You know,
it wasn't new.
I mean, you know, she probably tired of horse and carriage. I don't even understand why niggas still living like 2024, nigga. Get the internet. Get a cellular device, nigga.
I mean, conceivably they're probably more happy.
Yeah. Nigga, please. Not with that American shit on their ass. You go to you. Hey, look, Brandon. They go to regular school and everybody got a cell phone. What's up, broke ass nigga? Weirdo. You keep coming with the same clothes on. Nigga, hold them boots in. Yeah, you know how these niggas. Yeah, don't come to the city with that shit. Goddamn, Amish ass nigga, you smoke weed.
And she, he's sitting there looking like, I bet you ain't got no 401k, do you, hillbilly? The joke's on you.
Hey, Jamal. Hey, go ahead. Tell the Amish motherfucker, I couldn't hear you, nigga, properly. this motherfucker keep getting stuck over here. Now, what you say about education, nigga? You hear that? That motherfucker good. I cleaned this yesterday, nigga. 401k. This will get my 401k. You hear that?
And then he got them pull out some of that Amish kung fu and whoop your ass.
He gonna be mad you hit a nigga cross T1 need gun. He gonna want to go back home. Them niggas in the city, wow.
She said, but she
gonna tell his dad, them niggas in the city, wow.
This young lady said she was always a rebel and thought about leaving her humble. Hey, man, if you want to leave, don't be a sucker or a slave to your family. If your family say they don't like black people, you like black people, fuck them.
Go get that mandingo. You like white men, go get that white meat. It's all good.
Get whatever you want. Be happy. Nobody want to be around there, goddamn, without no makeup on. Everybody breath smell like cabbage. No offense to the Amish. You know, y'all motherfuckers got some nice-ass teeth. I do give you that, but who want to live that type of boring-ass life?
Nigga, how long you had them shoes?
Because I want to tell you something. If the Amish wanted not to interact with the people, boy, they wouldn't be goddamn making money off of them. They wouldn't be going to goddamn Walmart getting the carriages stole by somebody who know how to drive a horse.
True statement.
You know what I'm saying? I guess that's just two different communities who doing whatever they do, right? What happened? Goddamn, you going to keep cocking, boy. What happened to Amish in America? You remember that TV show? It ran for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
They canceled that motherfucker fast. The Amish people up and roar. Some of the motherfuckers weren't leaving, boy. Some of them were getting that Corvette, that goddamn good smelling cologne. Fuck this. I'm gone. When last time you seen your mama?
Yeah.
What's come here, mama? He dating some old hot, he saying some old woman.
Yeah, motherfucker, I seen one episode. Yeah, he took me out. I said, bitch, he ain't take you nowhere. Yeah, took us some like fast food place. He was like going on a date. I was like, y'all nigga got the game twisted.
It was a damn good show. You can find it, man. Because some motherfucker was not breaking that spirit. They had some strong constitution. I can't deal with this type of lifestyle. Too wild for me. They taking the motherfucker out to the nightclub, giving them shots.
Still dressed the same, Brand. Take me. You can't come in with an overall, nigga. Put on something else, man.
They let them put on their clothes. It was an interesting show. But somehow with the Amish community and everybody, they end up canceling that shit. It keeps come on UPN.
I don't think they want to infest their kid with their ideology of like, y'all nigga can leave. You know what I mean? Like, this is what it is when y'all nigga leave. You know, it's different when you see it on TV, nigga. Like, you hear about it. It's cool, nigga. When I see other Amish niggas making it, shit, I'm up out of here too, nigga. I want to be on MTV twerking.
Yeah, nigga. I want to go in a DJ booth. You know what I'm saying? I want to scrap a little bit, but I just sent you a picture of her. She ain't a bad-looking woman. She all right. Dusty said she got them big-ass dentures in her mouth. I'm not sure.
If she got them, I'll check on her. I'll be the dentist.
But you know, you've been a stripper for 20 years. I hope you got to get out of that shit or you become the hen mother. I'm sorry, the den mother. It happened. Moving on down. When you don't leave stripping, bro, you end up being the one watching the girl. That shit a trap. That shit like being a server. It's a trap.
I mean, she was cute back in the day.
Yeah, she ain't no bad looking stripper. Hell yeah, you come get some money. She
I mean, yeah, if she got dolled up, you know.
Yeah, she look bad. She don't look too horrible now. She got a YouTube page, got a little money. She do look a little ancient, though.
Nah, she look like she got a little too dolled up. Like, they don't have her on some other shit. Hey, I went from Amish to like, nigga, I look like I had some drugs and bad surgery.
Hey man, God bless you. You happy. She said she happy than she ever been. Ain't nothing wrong with her.
Do your thing, girl. Live it up. Bust it over for them mother niggas. I don't know what she's stripping at, but I don't want to go.
She gotta be older hell now. She was 17 then. She could about to be 50 now. Goddamn, that her parents come to the house. Mathin. Where you get them mansions and them Lamborghini from? Working.
Uh-huh, nigga. Busting it open, daddy. What that mean? Don't worry about it.
don't look at the YouTubes.
Man, I just saw that dude push that old lady down. Again, you should be ashamed of your fucking self, sir.
Oh, you time. Should,
but they don't care. Yeah. That nigga went laughing out. Kids are so dangerous now, man. I had some kids making fun of me when I was walking. I turned around. I said, you know what? Why would I entertain such stupidity? I let them just make jokes about me and they kept on going.
Wise. I mean, if you're outnumbered, yeah.
I could have whooped all their asses. You know, you just give them that evil stare, start spitting when you talk, and you get up on them with that old man. All the motherfuckers tighten up like they in the military. Make sure you spit on their face. Now, if you got to size them up for it, make sure you can win the battle. Now, if you want the motherfucker who a football player, hit him with that bell spray, and you walk on home. Yeah. Who we gonna say sprayed him? Some crazy hobo?
Right.
I've been driving by my car. Everything okay? Yeah, some crazy man just sprayed the kid. God gonna bless you.
Did you see the other Black Terror where that kid slapped that teacher? Dude, twice. She sat there and took it like a G, though, for sure. Yeah.
She know what's gonna happen. Her retirement just came early, and that nigga going to jail.
He slapped the shit out of her, man. Oh, man. They should be giving teachers tasers. Yeah.
Man, I'm finna go be a substitute teacher. Let one slap me. I'm gonna pass out for 2 days. I'm gonna poop in my pants and everything. Y'all got my lawyer yet? What can we do to fix this? Yeah, nigga, I need about $3 million. We'll see you in court. You gonna get 50 on them.
Right. Not having proper security and, you know. Yeah.
And let these little bastards beat me up, because if I put these hands on me, I just get sued.
Right.
I want to go to Matt Dunn and get hit in the face, goddamn, with a hamburger. Nah, burn my eyelashes.
Yeah, gotta don't want no hamburger. Don't hit me with that blender, nigga. I got to go back there. You hit me with that blender. I got to go back there if I ain't passed out. That burger, yeah, I'm sorry for that.
You gonna be looking like an old boy from Star Trek when they hit you with that blender.
If I get up,
what's his name, Brandon?
Which one, Worf?
Yeah, you be looking like more when you get hit in the face with that blender.
Hey, boy, I'm telling you, my nigga, if I got to get up and look in the mirror, I got to go back there. Hey, look, bro, I want to sue y'all properly, but I ain't gonna take no blender to the face. Every time I think about that shit, I got to go back there.
You sure you're not for Babylon 5? Hey, man, moving on, we'll wrap this up. Former Howard Stern, lady, I know everybody seen the video.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Lisa Joanna. She actually did a couple of songs, like she played the guitar, the piano, something, on some songs that we used to rock to back in the day. But, boy, she was a writer for the Howard Stern Show. I don't know where she got this wimp of a dude from, boy, his hands, little head, little. She slapping him all in the face. I said, boy.
What's her name?
Her name is Lisa Joanna, yeah, like Joanna. The white woman who slapped old boy in the face while he was driving, he said, I'm gonna sock you if you touch me again.
Oh, well, that her?
Yeah, man, shout out to him, bro. Shout out to him, boy. Man up. Y'all be talking that crazy shit. Sometimes somebody gotta get slapped, bro. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. You can't be taking no beating over here. Sometimes you got to let people know who you is. And old boy did it.
He did. He tightened her right the fuck up.
But you know the crazy part? She went to jail, got out. You know me being nosy. I sure hell went her Instagram.
He had four posts in like 58 minutes talking about just cut a half on the beach. I'm like, where that nigga at you beat up? And that air, that's the comment, all the comments she getting on there. She ain't even responding to nothing.
Ain't no more of that bitch I'm looking fly on the beach. She want to know where that man that you beat up. And I tell you just like that, as I look at that video, because I've been slapped a few times, as I like to say. I've actually been slapped on the passenger side a few times, as I will say again. But like, bruh, that was a lot of slapping with a man with a good long constitution. I done told y'all, my constitution ain't as heavy as my reflexes, nigga. I'm just putting it out there, nigga. Two slaps for me, nigga, he gonna be pop, 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 pop. I'm so sorry. And she wanna slap him for play, but hey look, let's not get it twisted now. That nigga should have never called Mary. He should have called her when he was outside the car. So y'all know why she was slapping him, right?
Yeah, because he got caught cheating, right?
Yeah, I called that. I'm sorry, Bill. Nah, bitch, get off the phone.
And I was like, oh, that what it was? She called him cheating?
Yeah. And then she called on the phone. Yeah, she called the girl that he was cheating with on the phone. She's talking to him, live streaming it, I think. And that dude tried to talk, and she fucking backhanded him across the fucking face. Don't talk. Yeah, I'm with that guy. Man, you know, whatever shit we got going on is one thing, but.
You know what? I had to take that back. Now, if I'm in the wrong like that, I might give you about five of them motherfuckers, but don't cross your limit,
man,
nigga.
You see how small he is, man? She probably broke his nose. Man, look at his arm. He ain't got no arm strength. Even when he hit her, she didn't feel it. She just ran out the car to be the precious white woman.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all that.
He Jonathan Majors, me, not that little nigga right there. He don't weigh number 97 pounds. That with a T-shirt on.
You see that vein his phone on when he grabbed that hat, didn't you? I told you to stop, didn't you?
Yeah, he's killing me. Yeah.
No, the fuck he ain't. He been killing. Hey, look. You know what's so crazy? My bad. I ain't mean to make. Hey, look. It's on camera, man. It's on live screen. Every nigga on camera saw you going back there yelling at everybody, telling me he killing you, and I ain't seen one death scene, no blood.
Yeah, but it's a good thing they were filming it, because that motherfucker probably been going to jail.
Yeah.
She live streaming on her channel. That's how dumb people are. I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to give you all men and women some advice. Jermaine, too. Brandon, too. If you cheating, no matter who you are, you wonder why these new age cars have your Bluetooth connect to the goddamn car and it reads your text messages and tell who calling. Don't do that. If you cheating, now you want to play your music? Hell no, nah, play your baby. Your playlist be jamming. That shit be ringing. You know, one day somebody sent me a text message. I'm in Tonya. Car said, hold up now. Don't be reading the shit out loud. Well, what is this?
Or. Here's the thing. Don't be fucking cheating.
Mm. Fuck that. You can't stop that, man. You ain't nothing but a wild animal. That secret scent come to you. Boy, everybody cheat every now and then. But if you cheating, don't be having your car hooked up to the phone, man. And my mama told me this a long time ago, and I never forget this. This is how you know your mama tell you something, man, listen to her. I don't understand why y'all keep all them pictures in your phone. Look at them one time and then just get rid of them. You won't have no problem later on. When she said that shit to me, every time it was delete and repeat. Ooh, that looked nice. Delete and repeat. You never get caught, bro. Motherfucker be trying to hold on to memories. Yeah, well, you know, I had a homeboy this time. I got a whole bunch of old girl panties in here. I said, why would you want those? I don't know. I have memory. I throw them shits in the trash, man. I stopped collecting all that garbage alone. Jermaine looked different to me. I'm married now, but I'm talking about it before I got married. Yeah, I'm dating three women at a time. I ain't got to have no panties in here that ain't hers. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be doing some real crazy shit.
Yeah, they do.
You know what it is, right? You know, but hey, look. Now, I'm telling you, for one more piece of advice, like Jamal said, if your ass looking for something and you find it, Don't start selling them wolf tickets. Cause if you wanna get battle to battle with the right nigga, wanna fight him now. Y'all gotta make sure you gotta be ready for that. Cause you get chin checked by somebody that you don't slap 10 times. Don't be mad. Don't run to the police. He hit me.
As long as your wife or your husband ain't sleeping with no children or the opposite sex and they coming home to you, man, it's fine. It is what it is. Live your life. What you getting mad for? Now you lonely. Don't nobody want me. Well, you messed up your blessing.
It's an opinion.
It ain't an opinion. It's the truth. I mean, the motherfucking women out there lonely because they left their husband. Don't nobody want me. That nigga wanted you. He just didn't want you every day. He came home, paid the bill. It is what it is, man. Because even your old parents tell you, I knew he was cheating. Long he paid the bills and came home, I didn't give a damn what he was doing outside. Long he didn't bring me nothing. If you can do that, man, your life can be happy. Even if your wife, if you cheating, I say that right here, you get what you put out. If you cheating on your wife, she get to go cheat on you.
What is it? Quid pro? What is quid pro? What is
quid?
Quid pro quo? Quid pro quo? Or something like that. It don't matter, bro. But everybody selfish. I'm gonna kill you for cheating on me, nigga. You were just cheating on her yesterday. I got homeboy. Like, I'm gonna kill her. She cheat on me for what? You were lying on her best friend. You don't cheat on me. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When a man catch his girlfriend cheating.
Ain't nobody bending me over.
Oh, so you doing the bending.
It's just insane, man. I don't know why people do this so much. My mama always said this. Don't ruin your happiness. If you look for something, you always find it. If you never look for nothing, your life will be blind. How many niggas not gonna eat Lunchable today after they found out lead in them? You just ruined Lunchable for all children.
They ain't take none of them motherfuckers out the shelf. Nigga, I was at Walmart yesterday and they were pow. Well, missing. They were pow. You know how them niggas be eating them up? I'm all right. He right. They shit. He right.
Just like Brandon said, if you know Fruit Loops gonna kill you, don't tell me. Let me figure it out in the long run.
No, nigga. Just let me know how. Hey, it depends. You know what? Jamal right, nigga. I love some arsenic in my marshmallows, nigga. I'll keep eating them. Ever since he told me the arsenic in the marshmallows, I was always weary. I'm like, this fuck that. I need these marshmallows.
Sometimes be blind, man. Long as he not land no nigga, he ain't land no dude, and then your wife ain't not there land up with another woman. Then you got to start asking questions. Am I not that good that he left? A lot of shit like that be going on, but moving on down. We're going to do these real quick. A new airline. Barks big on 6,000 flights for a dog. I don't love my dog that much. The motherfucker ain't even getting no coach. They barely getting in the car now, let alone to my $6,000 for a ride.
Yeah, I got $6,000, Brandon.
No.
For your dog? But you know what? I bet you that Will Smith dog was goddamn. You think he was in first class?
Yes.
I Am Legend? His head was sitting down there with the other acting animal in the bottom of the plane.
No, he was in Lee's coach.
I don't think so. He was that coach at the bottom.
I can't no dog. That's my support pit bull. Oh, man. Winona Judd. Shout out to her, man. Her daughter's been hit with prostitution charges. She was holding up a ride for a ride sign while naked on Alabama Highway. This is another thing, too. When people become famous, man, they kids, they lose their kids so much. I don't know if because they're working so much or they just lose the connection with their children. Man, have a connection with your children when you, like, rich and famous. You need that shit. Because giving your kids everything, that ain't enough.
I mean,
they say she's like an alcoholic too.
But damn, a ride for her. I mean, I would like to see her Winona. Or I would like to see her. I don't even understand that. Like, what a nigga ride past and say, baby, get in. Ain't you Winona, Judd daughter? Whatever, nigga.
She wanted a Judd's daughter. We don't know who this woman is. Her name is Grace Pauline Kelly. I don't know who this woman is, but normally when I see a goddamn white woman butt naked on the street with a sign say ride for ride, I lock the door and keep driving.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in Alabama and you black. Hell no.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah, it's the wrong highway.
moving on down Daily Mail. A married substitute teacher, Aaron Ward, 45, caught in the car undressing with a teenage boy, parked on a dead-end road. Yet again, damn. I just want you to understand one thing. If you're cheating on your husband, let it be with somebody of age. Brandon and Jermaine, I ask you a simple question. I'll let y'all have it. How do you go back to the goddamn Thanksgiving dinner when somebody seen your wife was sleeping with a 16-year-old?
No, nigga, I'm
sitting there trying to eat your mashed potato. You passed the gravy. It must have been gravy in your house.
Would you like to respond, Brand, first?
I mean, it's going to be awkward, you know? Like, but, I mean, I don't know. She's clearly fucking deranged. What do you want me to do with that? You know?
Bro, I don't know.
I mean, I should have had better judgment, I guess, but...
Nigga, I got to miss some family functions for a while. This shit ain't just sitting to me, because I'm at a... Brandon, I want you to understand, every time I think about that shit, and this is happening more often, what the fuck you doing with a 13-year-old? I'm your husband. I'm in my 40s or 50s. Like, what you doing? Like, what do you tell your husband? He was good. That nigga paying the bills. What I always say, Brandon, can he cook for you? Did he make any Kool-Aid? Did the nigga cut the grass? Not your hedges, but the grass.
I don't know. This is like this is like 4 weeks in a row we've had one of these.
I hate, but they've been doing it. They just now getting caught.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fucking insane.
I mean, who told on A-Love? That was about the 16-year-old Brandon. Hey, Jamal, I couldn't be the 16-year-old nigga in the car. She doing something to you. Nigga, mind your business.
Nigga, when the police ride up on you and you like, what the hell going on in this car?
I ain't got no ID, nigga. I left it at home, nigga. That's all I'm telling them. I'm homeless, nigga.
It's insane. They probably locked both of them up. He like, I gotta call my mama. How old are you? I'm 16.
I'm having
you took this nigga to Rice Street. We thought it was 30.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Y'all black kid look so old now.
I'm gonna have to spend a couple days now. I'm gonna ride that bitch like a pony, nigga. I had to call Jamari. Look, tell her mom I'm spending the night somewhere. I'm gonna fuck this old bitch because she gonna pay for this bail. I don't know about y'all, nigga, but you better get me locked up at 16. I gotta get some yams. Well, what you do, nigga? I ain't lying, nigga. I'm gonna fuck up whole nigga household, nigga, if I got to go to jail. And I'm spending 2 days now. I gotta get it. You gonna bail me out, baby? I'll do anything for you. Yeah.
I don't forget people, man. That's nothing, mama say. Don't sleep where you rest. And you in your car having sex with some 16-year-old. And you know what? You know why everybody getting caught in them, Brandon?
What's that?
They should be caught. We appreciate that. They cheat.
There you go.
They goddamn cheat. Go buy that hotel room. I ain't got enough. But you want it? Hey, man, moving on. Hey, you going to jail, Jack. They're going to be real quick. Black Terror. Former assistant principal charged in a 6-year-old shooting.
They locked that black lady up, boy. And that little boy
she killed a 6-year-old boy, a principal. That let you know, bro, we are in some horrible times. And as I say, I am waiting for the fallout. It's coming. Go ahead, Jermaine.
I just said it's coming.
WSB TV, Cobb County. This is good old Georgia news. Suspect Cobb County burglar rescued after getting trapped in a grease trap vent for nearly 9 hours. Now I did some shit today. I bagged up and hit my mother-in-law car. I was just sitting right there. Like, I can't believe I did that shit. I've been driving past that car all week.
Did it fuck it up?
Oh, fucked it up.
No.
I just sit here like, oh, it is what it is now. Another type of duty on top of Jamal's back. But it's just life. You move forward and you keep going. But boy, to be stuck in a grease trap ride, pass the fuck out.
Yeah, me too.
That nigga had on two Mismatch socks, So you know he was a criminal. He was dirty. And I don't know who keep... Stop looking at Die Hard. We cannot fit in all vents.
That's good advice, actually.
Hey, man, more power to this nigga. That was his fourth defense. Now, he broke in four places that week, and that was the last one he got caught at.
Got that green.
Nigga that used enough baby oil, I don't know what he did. That nigga came in at 7 o'clock, seeing them feet hanging over the grill. He was like, what the fuck? He wasn't even screaming. He probably like, bro, what y'all cooking in here? Cook me some egg for the police get here.
Oh, man, moving on down to White Terror. Georgia inmate serving life. This is how lax the Georgia prison system is. A Georgia inmate mailed bomb from prison to D.C. office building. How is it possible? This is when you don't pay people enough, man. I ain't got time to fuck with that shit. Send it on in there.
Yeah, real talk. I mean, I applaud this guy's fucking steadfastness and dedication to the cause. How many bomb parts did he have to smuggle in his anus to,
Damn, comrade. But, you know, let's face it. People, the criminals run the prison. I've seen a video where dude say the biggest dude in the prison, he'll go in the lunchroom and get his own food. And the dude told the dude, you can't be in here. And he said, I can't. I can be in the fucking way I want to. He said, I looked at the dude. I told him, I said, you got two options. You let me get my food or you won't be able to eat food no more. And he said, the other prison guard came and said, it's all good, man. He just knew. He don't know. Now he know.
Damn.
When a nigga tell you that in prison, what you gonna do, Brandon?
Ain't nobody bending me over.
Oh, so you doing the bending?
he was the warden, Brandon. He was a new warden. That made it more even crazy. He was like, you know, he told that dude, I seen that, but he said, let me tell you something. I walked through six doors to get through here, and then nobody stopped me. And you think you gonna stop me? He didn't pay attention to who you talking to. That shit crazy, Brandon. I walked through six locked doors, and ain't nobody stopped me.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
That shit happen all the time, man. Moving on down to the U.S. Sun, White Terror. I turned into a horny teenager after hearing my devastating news that my husband was dying of cancer. People talking about they can't believe this scum. It is what it is, bro. It did stop working. If I die of cancer, I'm going to tell my wife, go have sex. Don't be worrying about me. It's no good over here. Don't let me hold you back.
Right.
Turn on the TV. Give me a beer. Keep stuffing them gummies in my mouth, and we good to go.
It's better than me. Bitch, I want my face tattooed in between your thighs or both thighs. That's my last dying wish. Whatever nigga I want him to see me. I'm going to fuck it up for somebody, nigga. Hey, nigga. Even me getting no good yams off me because I'm dying. Don't be giving your wife that guilt trip shit, man. Tell her straight up. You still got to get yourself off. Knock yourself off, baby. I ain't mad.
Yeah.
I ain't holding you back from getting it off. I just say get my face tattooed down there so that nigga could be disgusted. Nigga don't see me smiling and frowning.
you gonna have a sign on the side. Is it good?
No, nigga. Hey. Never mind.
Oh, man, we got two stories. We're going to wrap it up. Hey, we talked about this lady like Alicia Keys on crack. Woman watches, she goes absolutely nuts for being dragged off of a Spirit Airline plane. They say it was like a cartoon goddamn meltdown. She went utterly insane. This is why I don't give a damn. I ain't never got no money. I ain't never getting no Spirit. The craziest shit happening on Spirit. And y'all got to keep bringing the police to drag off a bitch who paid $18 for her plane ticket. I don't get paid enough for this.
This woman was going ham, too. Like, over it. I don't even know what she was damn on about.
Some of that black lady.
Yeah,
man. Her, and when your eyes go above your eyelashes and over your goddamn eyebrow. Like, her shit was that far up. Like, she had just, she shot some of that shit from Judge Dredd and her eyes just went all the way up.
That
slow-mo,
yeah.
That slow-mo, I got that eye. And she was screaming, and they were pulling her all out. I'm like, this is embarrassing. This is why rich people, no matter what color y'all, don't get on goddamn shit like Spirit. Not even to save money. Yeah. Spirit is the greyhound of the airline industry.
I've never heard it put that way, but goddamn it, he right. They stop giving y'all nigga peanuts and sodas on Spirit. Then you got to pay for that, right?
Yeah. Same with Frontier. I flew Frontier out to fucking Texas. Yeah. You don't get no free nothing. Get on the plane. Shut up.
They're peanuts, nigga. Peanuts ain't ruining the company. It's the CEO spending all that money on strippers and cocaine. You can't give me a half a can of soda and some peanuts. You remember back in the day to get you the soda?
Yeah.
Do you see how they have down? Then they cut the soda in half. They give you half, and anybody else want a Coke, they put the other half in there. Let me know if you want another one. Well, bitch, I'll take the one you just had in your hand.
Yes. I didn't even think about that. Jamal, right. We was on the plane. That bitch split my drink. I was like, I mean, I guess I don't well enough to have a whole drink. But, you know, like, don't spoil mine and pull my shit into the nigga up front. Like, do he know you just pulled me up and you get him some of mine, too?
They don't even let you see it no more. But oh, yeah, still, they'll split your drink in half and give you a whole bill.
I mean, you don't pay for that nigga, so you know what the deal is.
But them women were crazy, man. Hey, man. This is a land greater story today. I do appreciate Brandon and Jermaine for staying tough and strong with me. Bruh, this is from Yahoo and Everywhere News. Terrifying spike in GIMP sighting. This is white terror, right? Because black folk don't dress up as the GIMP, right?
You wouldn't think.
Not a lot.
You talking about from...
A GIMP followed the schoolgirl home and one was squirming on the road. Like, yeah, I didn't know what a GIMP was.
The sexual GIMP.
Yeah.
The sexual GIMP. They've been walking up and down the street dressed up like that. Hit that nigga with the best friend. Take that Klan hood off of him. That's the goddamn pharmacist.
You telling me they got a GIMP walking up in the school, walking behind school buses?
Yeah.
School, and they squirming in the street, man, spraying with that bear spray, man. I bet you he'll never put that costume on again.
Do you know how easy it is to catch a nigga dressed like the GIMP in the middle of the goddamn street? Call the police. This nigga ain't going nowhere, man.
I think they arrested him, 32-year-old Joshua Hutt.
Oh, good, nigga. Get your GIMP. What? Nigga, you supposed to GIMP indoors, nigga, not outside. Nigga, all GIMP activity for GIMPs are in there and behind those, nigga. You don't even, a GIMP don't even have no power. Nigga, you need GIMP.
You know, after looking at Pulp Fiction, I mean, me and Jermaine said, what is that costume? I don't know. Was he raping him? Me and Jermaine, look, I'm not sure. Pulp Fiction came out, we were still young.
Yeah, yeah.
So we didn't really know what the hell was going on. For the life of me, for years, I said, what is this costume? That's the GIMP. It's a GIMP. What the fuck is a GIMP? Can you tell us what a GIMP is, white liaison?
A GIMP is somebody who is like a kind of a sexual submissive. There's a lot of leather wearing going on, and usually a GIMP gets like tied up or restrained in some manner. You know, they usually got that fucking leather hood with the fucking zipper over the mouth and shit, and you know, they're kind of like preferably the way it works is they're like a kind of a consent, they're not kind of, they're a consensual like sexual slave. They typically like to be like dominated and shit like that.
How much sex do you need? How white people want to go? How high you want to get? I don't want to turn up.
How sexy you want to get? That would these niggas ask. Bruh, I don't understand it with these niggas, man. Hey, look, like Brandon said, basically, like I said earlier, the GIMP have no power. You niggas, you need, who let the GIMP out the house?
And also,
you know you're supposed to keep the niggas on restrictions.
And also, like you said, do your GIMPing indoors.
Yeah, nigga, gimp and dough, nigga. Gimp up.
Tell you, man, I'm waiting for them nukes, but I want that gimp to be out there dancing.
That's the last thing you see is that you dude in the gimp suit squirming on the road.
And the last thing I see is a motherfucking gimp on the road. I'm going to choke that nigga out. You done ruined my last fucking visual pleasure, nigga. I had to see your bitch ass dancing like some...
I don't know if this is true or not, but I want to say I read this before, but they said the gimp was a woman in
Pulp Fiction.
But it could have been in something.
I thought that was a big ass dude.
That's a big ass dude. I thought it was a big ass dude. But I could be wrong. I read somewhere about the girl who played the gimp in Pulp Fiction. I'm like, the gimp?
Huh.
That ain't the same body frame. Ain't no telling what the hell going on. It was a lot of gimps and a lot of raping in Pulp Fiction. And now I know. Never go to a pawn shop.
Go to the back. It's in the back. Nigga, fuck you. I don't want none of this shit. Let's go downstairs. No.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When the master see the gimp.
Ain't nobody bending me over.
Oh, so you doing the bending.
Utterly insane. We do appreciate everybody for coming out. Episode 284. Sorry if it was a little lax and wasn't too great. I hope it was funny. Because last week, Brandon said it was off the chain. I'm lying. How was last week, Brandon?
It was good, I thought.
As long as he think it's good, man, it's all good. I do appreciate everybody who do listen. If you do listen and you do enjoy the shenanigans of us doing whatever we do, I appreciate you for coming out every week. Believe me. If you want me to come to the house cut your grass, I won't. But I'll come and shake your hand and tell you I appreciate your patronage. And I even call you my comrade.
That's a fair. I'm the
Buck to Jermaine.
I appreciate all my fellow Fallout buddies. Hey, niggas, we got to get it together. I told you, I want to see the last thing I see in no gimp in the street, nigga. I'm going to have a problem. I want to appreciate everybody coming out. You know, I always appreciate the story. Jordan, Paper Hand White. I always appreciate it, Ashley. Dusty Easerman. Who else we got? Christian Terry. Hey, man. We just give you a shout out on the show, nigga. We want some residuals. It's coming. DJ Crip, DJR. Who else I forgot? Chris.
Kimmy Kim.
I forgot about you. My apologies. B-Rock Sleeping. We'll catch y'all on next go round. Go ahead, Brandon.
What's up? It's your boy B-Rock, the White Liaison. Check out all the links in the description, man. I've had to fly on a plane today and the whole nine. I'm fucking jet lagged a bit. So, description down below. Go to the TKB Panda Shop. Shit's heating up. Fucking spring's here, man. Go get your gear. Get ready to get threaded up for the summer. Yeah.
Let's do it. Then, man, I'm going to leave y'all on one thing. Hey, Brandon, fuck, yeah. We ain't got to get nobody else no shout-out. Hey, Brandon, see, we're going to send this to Fallout Edition. Hey, Brandon, what did Jamar Jermaine and Brandon say when they saw the nuke coming?
Room service. Y'all need y'all niggas to bring me some chicken wings, two hoes, a red bone and a white girl.
And brain roll. I
want to
see
Ro
throw somebody out the window.
One last time.
Never in my life have I seen somebody throw somebody out the window. Ro you up.
And the Tokyo Black News and Review is out.
I appreciate it. I know you're tired. Hold it down. I appreciate it, B-Rock.
All right, later, man.